Hi, everybody. Guess what? That's right. Just like they just told you, it's time for the good stuff with Kim and Mike.
Just a reminder about Tri-State Livestock News and how much we appreciate them supporting the good stuff. Did you see the latest Memorial Day issue honoring all those who served and the story about South Africa's violence against farmers or the Nebraska brand bill amended again?
Again.
Those are the kind of stories you can find about agriculture anywhere in this region. So be sure to get your copy coming today. Go to tsln.com because Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And
indeed.
Just a word about the Valentine Visitors Promotion Board for Cherry County. They invite you to come visit us here in the Valentine area. Find out all the things there are to do in our neck of the woods by going to visitvalentine.org. All right? Come check out the Nebraska Star Party, the Niobrara River, museums, and much, much more. Just the scenic sandhills. Go to visitvalentine.com.
This is a letter that was written by Dan Valentine, not connected to Valentine, Nebraska, former writer for the Rapid City Daily Journal. It was printed in the Salt Lake City Tribune, and it was written fall 1966. Dear World, my young son starts to school today. It's all going to be strange and new for him for a while, and I wish you would sort of treat him gently. You see, up to now, he's been king of the roost. He's been boss of the backyard. His mother has always been near to soothe his wounds and repair his feelings. But now things are going to be different. This morning, he's going to walk down the front steps, wave his hand, and start out on the great adventures. It is an adventure that might take him across continents, across oceans. It's an adventure that will probably include wars and tragedy and sorrow. To live his life in the world he will have to live in will require faith and love and courage. So, world, I wish you would sort of look after him. Take him by the hand and teach him things he will have to know. But do it gently, if you can. He will have to learn, I know, that all men are not just, that all men are not true. But teach him also that for every scoundrel there is a hero, that for every crooked politician there is a great and dedicated leader. Teach him that for every enemy, there is a friend. It will take time, world, I know. But teach him, if you can, that a nickel earned is of far more value than a dollar found. Teach him to learn to lose, so he'll enjoy winning that much more. Steer him away from envy, if you can, and teach him the secret of quiet laughter. Teach him, if you can, the wonders of books. But also let him ponder the eternal mystery of birds on the wing and flowers on the hill. In school world, teach him it is far more honorable to fail than to cheat. Teach him to have faith in his own ideas, even if everyone says that is wrong. Teach him to be gentle with gentle people and tough with tough people. Try to give my son the strength not to follow the crowd when everyone is getting on the bandwagon. Teach him to listen to all men, but teach him also to filter all he hears on a screen of truth and take just the good that siphons through. Teach him, if you can, how to laugh when he's sad, but teach him there is no shame in tears. Teach him there can be glory in failure and despair in success. Teach him to scoff at cynics and to beware of too much sweetness. Teach him to sell his brains and brawn to the highest bidder, but never to put a price tag on his heart and soul. Teach him how to close his ears to a howling mob, but to stand and fight if he thinks he's right. Teach him there are times when a man must gamble, and there are times when a man must pass the dice. Treat him gently, world, if you can, but don't coddle him, because only the test of fire makes fine steel. Let him have the courage to be impatient. Let him have the patience to be brave. Let him be no man's man. Teach him always to have sublime faith in mankind. This is quite an order, world, but see what you can do. He's such a nice little fellow, my son. Dan Valentine from Rapid City wrote that the fall of 1966, and this is actually typed. No less.
Typed on a real typewriter.
A real typewriter.
And thanks for sending those kind of things to us here on the Good Stuff program. If you'd like to contribute, we'd appreciate it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.